Kate and Ethan were brother and sister. They were excited that this weekend they will visit their grandparents and will be able to play with the dog named Ollie. It had been a long car ride, but they finally arrived at their grandparents' house. They rushed inside to greet their grandparents and played with Ollie in the backyard. Kate giggled as she threw the ball for Ollie to fetch. Ethan and Kate would always get up early for their mornings with Ollie. The next morning, they woke up even earlier just to see if they could stay up past 7 a.m. They tried their best to stay awake, but eventually fell asleep on the couch while watching television. A few days later, Kate and Ethan finally stayed up past 7 a.m. "We did it," said Kate triumphantly. Ethan was yawning but nonetheless happy about the accomplishment. The next day, they decided to get up even earlier than they usually do so they could stay up past 7 a.m. again. They were excited to do it again for their grandparents. This time, they waited in anticipation for 7 a.m. to come. When it did, Ethan sighed and laid back down on the couch while Kate giggled and gave him a high five. "I know we did well this time," said Kate cheerfully. "We'll have to wait until another weekend so that we can visit our grandparents again. Days are so long when you're not with your grandpa and grandma," said Ethan sleepily. The next day, Kate and Ethan woke up and eagerly awaited 7 a.m. to come. They went to the couch again, but this time they fell asleep before tick-tock. "No, no, no," said Kate in a panic. "We missed it. I'll never be able to show my grandparents that I could stay up past 7 a.m. now," said Ethan sadly. "There's just no point in waking up." Kate and Ethan's grandparents came home from work later that day and were quite surprised to find them collapsed on the couch sound asleep. "What happened?" asked their grandma with concern. Kate yawned and told them what happened while Ethan nodded along in agreement. Their grandparents looked at each other for a moment with sorrowful expressions and then said, "We'll figure something out." The next day, Kate showed off her book report in class. When she was finished, her teacher said, "It seems like you put a lot of effort into your work." Kate smiled as she thanked her teacher and then went back to her desk. Ethan looked at his book report. "This is going to be so easy," he thought to himself. "Why should I even do it?" Ethan then tossed his paper aside and started to play with the toy car on his desk. The next day, Ethan talked to his teacher about the book report and said that he hadn't done it yet. "I'm sorry to hear that," said the teacher with a smile. "I can't give you any credit for your book report." "That's okay," said Ethan as he shrugged his shoulders. "I can always do it tomorrow." Ethan was feeling discouraged. It seemed like he would never be able to do the book report. "You can do it," said Kate encouragingly. Ethan was sad but agreed to give it another try. Eventually, Ethan did the book report, and his teacher said that he got a good grade on it. They both seemed so happy and proud of themselves. Kate and Ethan were doing what they usually do on a Saturday morning, but this time they got up earlier than usual. "Let's try to stay up past 7 a.m. today," said Kate excitedly. "Okie dokie," said Ethan as he yawned. "We're going to make it this time for sure," said Kate determinedly. Kate and Ethan were so tired and wanted to go back to sleep, but they stayed awake until 8:30 a.m. They were so proud of themselves for breaking their previous record. The next day, Bonnie, Kate and Ethan's younger sister, was telling some of her friends about her siblings' feat for staying up past 7 a.m. "My brother and sister could stay up past 7 a.m.," she boasted proudly while nodding her head in agreement. "What makes 7 a.m. so special?" asked one of Bonnie's friends. "It's because my brother and sister wanted to greet Grandpa and Grandma in the morning, and they always get up at 7 a.m. said Bonnie before giving her friend a high five. Bonnie's friend was impressed with her siblings' accomplishments, and Bonnie was proud of them too.